Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want as we launch into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Once again, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to control the content of the site. You can go there. When you find something on the internet that you think's interesting, you want to share it with our listeners, you submit it as show prep, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestions. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, freetalklive.com. Facebook has been the subject of the majority of the conversation here in the last hour or so. For those of you just tuning in, Dale has decided and has made the choice that he is done for the most part with Facebook. He is paring down his friends list, going to eliminate all of his friends off of Facebook, and only keep the account around basically so you can continue to maintain your pages for your...
I'm going to give it a shot. It may not be necessary. I'm not sure that it's... I'm not absolutely certain it's necessary. Like I said, I have a co-host on Prometheus Unchained who is on Facebook, and he could maintain that.
I see what you're saying.
Pretty well, and...
But as you pointed out, you can't even delete the account. Facebook just allows you to deactivate it.
You can only deactivate it, and it's all it takes is one little slip up, and it gets reactivated. But you know, if you just log in, which you know, again, a lot of browsers, mine included, has this auto login setup that you can turn on, and you could be, you know, you could have the page open. And then just click enter, and you're logged in, and it's reactivated.
You know? So you're frustrated with a number of issues with Facebook. You know, there's the privacy issue. There's the fact that you sink a lot of time into it.
Information overload.
Right.
Spam. the spammy nature of it. It almost seems to encourage people to be spammy. You know,
yeah.
People who might have previously been had some pretty decent netiquette in terms of how they interacted online and respected people's sort of time and their frustration with tedious stuff to deal with, and it seems to almost encourage spammy behavior, and I've seen that lately where it's just gotten to a level of silly.
Have you ever had Facebook depression, however?
I do not think so.
According to CBS Boston, this is something that is affecting young people that are using Facebook, maybe beyond young people, but the Associated Press report: add Facebook depression to potential harms linked with social media, says an influential doctors group, referring to a condition it says may affect troubled teens who obsess over the online site. Researchers disagree on whether it's simply an extension of depression that some kids feel in other circumstances, or
that's where I'm going with this one. Go ahead.
Or a distinct condition linked with using the online site. But there are unique aspects of Facebook that can make it a particularly tough social landscape. I love websites that refresh automatically. Thank you so much for that. That make it a tough social landscape to navigate for kids already dealing with poor self-esteem, according to a Boston-area pediatrician and the lead author of new American Academy of Pediatrics social media guidelines. With in-your-face friends tally, status updates, and photos of happy-looking people having great times, Facebook pages can make some kids feel even worse if they think they don't measure up. It can be more painful than sitting alone in a crowded school cafeteria or other real-life encounters that can make kids feel down, according to O'Keefe, because Facebook provides a skewed view of what's really going on. Online, there's no way to see facial expressions or read body language that provide context. The guidelines urge pediatricians to encourage parents to talk with their kids about online use and to be aware of Facebook depression, cyberbullying, sexting, and other online risks. They were published online Monday in Pediatrics. Abby Abelt, 16 years old, a Chicago high school sophomore and frequent Facebook user, says the site has never made her feel depressed, but she can understand how it might affect some kids. She said that if you really don't have that many friends and weren't really doing that much with your life and saw other people's status updates and pictures and what they were doing with friends, I could see how that would make them upset. It's like a big popularity contest. Who can get the most friend requests or get the most pictures tagged, she said.
I can picture that in a young crowd. I could totally picture that being a sort of competition.
Looking at the wrong aspects of Facebook, considering them important.
It being like little notches in your popularity rating. That's very big in high school. I mean, I have a recollection of that.
Absolutely. And
I guess
so
I don't
dumb.
Have it that way because I don't want friends. If you want friends, you just join one of these games, and, you know, whether it's Farmville or whatever, mm-hmm. and you'll have more friends and you know what to do with. You want friends? Start playing Superhero City on Facebook. You'll
or
have
Mafia Wars.
Yeah, God, you'll have more people that want to be your friend that you just
really?
Don't want
to
interact with.
That is such a racket. I did Mafia Wars, and that is like, it's busy work. It's like you get the sense of accomplishment, right? Like you've gotten, you make a lot of fake money that's totally useless for anything except right. to buy stuff inside Mafia Wars and then make more money. And it's, but you get in this racket, this rut of like trying to get more and more and more. And it's crucial that you recruit into your mafia. All this means is that you get more people to play the game, essentially.
I see.
Mean, they can be people already in the game, but the goal is to, you know, most people to
people
go out
that,
with your
friends. With people that play Mafia Wars.
The point is get everyone playing Mafia Wars. And it's an incredible, you know, promotional racket thing that they've got going there.
Well, just, I'm glad that this, you know, has kind of been brought up because, you know, I remember my high school experience, and I think you're right, that this is an important thing for a lot of people in high school. For me, it wasn't so much, but it absolutely it is. Like, you know, you've got to have a lot of so-called friends, but of course, the more friends you have, the less good friends you actually have,
of
right?
course.
The more people, you can only spend so much time with people, and so if you've got 1,000 friends, then you don't really have 10 good friends, you know what I mean? So you can only, in my opinion, you can only really have, like, no more than 5 to 10 real friends at any given time in your life. Like, people that you can really count on, people that are close to you, people that you can trust, that you've got experience with.
I'd rather have those any day.
Absolutely.
I mean, any day. You know, I learned
that in high school.
I'd rather have 10 people that, you know, I can count on most of the time. I don't think you can count on anybody all the time.
No.
But, you know, you can count on to some extent or another than 1,000 people on Facebook. I mean, you know, there's...
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the ironic part is that these high schoolers spend all this time and effort just obsessing over who their friends are. When in reality, once they're out of high school, even with Facebook, they're not going to see these people again for the most part. I had some close friends in high school, and I had a bunch of associates in high school. And beyond, you know, finding them on Facebook just for fun to see what they're doing today, that's the extent of my interaction with them. Now and then, I will talk to one of my old close friends on high school just to, you know, catch up with them and see how they've been. But they don't live around me. They're not interacting with me on a regular basis. The kids in high school have this skewed perspective on life that says that this is it. This is our life. High school is our life. These are our friends. This is what it will be. Going to be that.
I can only think of one guy that I still really talk to from high school, like one, and the rest of them, you know, that I hung out with, spent all this time worrying and caring about and
what they thought about
what
you.
They thought about, you know, nothing. Don't care.
So this kind of takes that to the next level, and now you've got Facebook friends you're all concerned about as a teenager, so that's even more important. It's not. It's even less important than the real-life friends.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple more now that I think about it a little more.
So for whatever reason, this AP article keeps quoting these teenage girls that are not depressed and asking them for their opinions about Facebook depression.
Doesn't make for a very strong case, does it?
So according to the story here, it's common among some teens to post snotty or judgmental messages on the Facebook walls of people they don't like, said Gaby Navarro, age 18, a senior from Grays Lake, Illinois. It's happened to her friends, and she said she could imagine how that could make some teens feel depressed. She said parents should definitely know. It's good to raise awareness about it. The Academy guidelines note that online harassment can cause profound psychosocial outcomes, including suicide. The widely publicized suicide of a 15-year-old Massachusetts girl last year occurred after she'd been bullied and harassed in person and on Facebook. O'Keefe said that Facebook is where it's all... Let's see. Another refresh. Thank you so much for that.
I'm in the middle of reading it.
Facebook is where all the teens are hanging out now. It's their corner store. She said the benefits of kids using social media sites like Facebook shouldn't be overlooked, however, such as connecting with friends and family, sharing pictures, and exchanging ideas. Facebook depression. You think it's a bunch of bunk? 1-800-259-9231. Seems pretty unlikely that this is any way different from normal teenage depression and frustration.
Yeah, it's just moved here.
Your thoughts are welcome, though. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything as well. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Join us there. All the features are free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of this program.
at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine there. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We mentioned earlier that Dale has his own radio show that he does called Prometheus Unchained. What's the pitch on that, Dale?
We talk about LGBT issues from a liberty perspective generally, but we just kind of go off and talk about a lot of stuff sometimes, just whatever's fun and interesting.
It's the gayest liberty-oriented talk show in the world,
yeah,
I think. And it's fun. You guys
have been in
the nicest way. Well, you know, the funny thing about it is I can't get over how many people have gotten back to me and said that, you know, they ended up listening to an episode just on a lark, kind of, you know, not gay or lesbian or anything, and really liked it. And they act so shocked. Like, oh, my God, I really liked your show, Dale.
They liked it?
Yeah, because okay. They just assumed it wasn't for them, you know. And then,
I see.
And they enjoyed it. And so
people can go to listen to that when they want anytime over at flamingfreedom.com. That's flamingfreedom.com. Also, you do anarchyinyourhead.com, which is a cartoon website.
Yep. It's got the sequel to the last cartoon is up and ready. It's not up, but it's ready to go as soon as
How much more money do you have to raise?
I think it needs $24 more.
So if you want to help Dale release the next cartoon at anarchyinyourhead.com, you can go and contribute to the... Is it a chip-in widget that you're using?
No, I got rid of the chip-in. I didn't like the interface for those. It was misleading a lot of times because it wouldn't show up. The money wouldn't show up for quite a while. I didn't know how to make it show up and things like that. So I eventually just and plus you could only contribute a certain way, and there was no way for me to go in and update the amount if someone contributed a different way, for instance, like either cash or some other way. And so I just made it a widget that I control, and I just try to stay right on top of it and update it very quickly if someone makes a contribution. You can also contribute bitcoins.
Facebook depression is what we're focusing on here. Is it real? There apparently is some level of debate between so-called experts on this issue, teenagers specifically, who are more concerned than the average adult about how many friends they have taken this to an extreme now with Facebook, where according to one 16-year-old girl, Facebook is the place where people hang out. Another one says that this is some sort of a contest between teenagers to see who has the most friends, who can be the most popular. And it certainly, it seems like this has taken real life, which is very popular, kind of this popularity contest thing exists at a lot of real life high schools. Taken that and kind of put it online, and brought along with it all of the, you know, the derision and the nastiness that can frequently be seen between teenagers. I mean, just calling people names and things like that. Now you can do it and you leave it on the wall. So now instead of just, you know, calling somebody a name in front of the class full of people,
you can remove what's on your wall, man,
and block
people. You can prevent people from posting on your wall. This idea that you know, that a teenager goes on Facebook and is suddenly the object of ridicule of all their cohorts is absolute ludicrous nonsense.
I think it's you know, you can delete it from your wall, but there's the realization that, like, you can post it in such a way so that it's on more than one wall.
Kids are mean, and
yeah,
there's a medium out there. They're going to use that medium in the fashion.
Oh, you're right. I'm just saying that
they can.
You know,
and quite frankly, the best solution I can come up with it is don't send your kids to school, and
to government school.
Well, it's not just government school. I think that the kids were mean when I went to private school too.
That's true.
I don't think they were as mean when I went to private school. It was a tighter knit community. It was still there.
Kids are kids.
Anytime you take, especially take someone who doesn't have well-developed social skills, all kids, and stick them in an environment where they're forced to be with other people they
it's
don't necessarily
the
like. It is,
And the idea that somehow kids need to be with people of their own age, yes, agreed. Kids need to have people to play with and that kind of thing. But when you start getting to a group that's bigger, you know, more unwieldy, I don't know, maybe you need as many adults as you do kids or whatever.
For social.
But the most well-behaved, nicest, best little human beings I've met have been homeschooled kids.
Absolutely.
It's because they spend a lot of time with adults and they need to be able to interact as adults.
They're picking up those social skills from the adults, whereas with kids it's just, you know, brats, and you're not going to learn anything mature from a bunch of kids you're seeing.
And when people, you know, you get this sort of reaction of people who haven't been around any homeschooled kids, and they get around them and they say they're weird.
Right.
I'm quoting.
Well, they're not knife fighting and cussing.
Right, exactly. They're acting more mature, and that seems weird to you.
Yeah.
But that's not bad. The problem is we live in a society that tries to keep people in a perpetual state of immaturity.
It's a big problem. Yeah. It's a huge problem, in fact, and it's something that we've addressed before on this program, how there is a certain segment of the population that wants to see
well, we just need to have childhood extend as long as possible.
And then they'll, you know, they pass
as
laws.
As if childhood is, in fact, innocent. You know, I mean, your body ceases to allow you to sort of be innocent at around somewhere around 11, 12, 13, you know, and you're not innocent anymore. The idea that you're going to hold these people, these young adults, in a perpetual status of limbo forever and somehow extend this idea of
immaturity.
Childhood
you can
have.
Hold them. You can hold them in immaturity.
They're trying to keep them immature. And in fact, you know, we are physically adults, like you said, 12, you know, 11, 12, 13. And there's this, but mentally we're not, and emotionally we're being restrained from achieving adulthood.
It's a shame because what we can't see, you know, the seen and the unseen, what we can't see is a result of those restrictions, whether it be working restrictions or, you know, the age at which one can make a mature decision like to drink alcohol. What we're missing from that is what our world could be if young people were able to, say, go to work earlier or become entrepreneurs and open their own businesses and start providing more, you know, products and services. Because young people are people that aren't restricted by as much of the kind of the preconceived notions that we are indoctrinated with over time. They're more likely to be entrepreneurial. We've seen, like, people with the lemonade stands are selling cookies and things like that and having the government swoop in and try to stop them from doing those things. Letting kids experiment and fail in the early years in these ways can help them in developing more knowledge about what it is they want to do. Now we've got a situation where people turn 18, they're just getting out of government high school, and they are going into this college because they've been told that's what they have to do, but they have no idea why they're really doing it beyond the fact that they are told that they're supposed to do it. So they end up going into college.
Well, you're a loser
with
if
no
you don't
clue.
Go to college. They'll tell you, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, and they get the idea. They give the impression that that's what everyone is supposed to do.
But they don't know why they're there.
Regardless of what your goal is in life and what kind of career you want to pursue,
and they don't even know what that is. Most of the time, they change their career multiple times while they're in college.
I got a job at 12 years old. I'll admit to you, I wasn't actually earning cash. I was working at a comic book store in exchange for some comic books, and that's what I wanted. But what it taught me was far more valuable than what I learned in high school or whatever I learned in college. Because I learned how to go to work. I learned how to show up. I learned how important those things were. I learned how to deal with customers. And, you know, these things are so much more valuable than, and in my opinion, the stuff I learned in high school. I learned how to do trigonometry in high school. I haven't figured out what a sine, a cosine, or a tangent is in 30 years or however long it's been since I've been in high school. It's never been of any use to me. Is that useful to an engineer? Of course it is. But that's the kind of thing that people that are interested in being engineers should be learning.
1-800-259-9231. Oh, you guys just support child labor and sweatshops. You're awful.
I do support child labor. I absolutely do. If child labor means putting...
Cut their arms off.
12-year-olds go to work and learn the value of labor, yes.
Working on it.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got the news updates there, listening options as well. You can listen live via broadband or dial-up streaming 24/7 around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there. Plus, great radio stations across the country, over 90 stations, and our free-to-air satellite channel, as well as the webcam option. Listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get more information on all of that. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is designed to meet the Scout Rifle criteria of hunt, fight, defend. An affordable, versatile, reliable rifle delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Visit Ruger.com or stop by your local firearms retailer today, Ruger.com.
All right. Once again, toll-free number 800-259-9231. So we've been pretty much talking a lot about the social networking website Facebook tonight, kind of the ups and the downs of it. Dale has decided that he is going to phase out his participation from Facebook for various different reasons, and I can totally understand where you're coming from. I would like to spend less time there myself. I feel like it's, for me, it's so useful for various different things like organizing events and
and also promoting my brands like Free Talk Live or Free Keen, that I feel like I have to be there. And I also find it valuable from a social aspect. It's nice to be able to just spot somebody online and talk to them if I need to and have that kind of ease of access to folks. So I'll probably be sticking with it, but I want to be more aware of how much time I'm spending there and be more disciplined at not spending so much there. That's my problem. It's not Facebook's problem.
I think it's great if people can do that, and I would encourage that. The people who are going to stick around with it, definitely get better at it. Try not to be so spammy. Maybe less people will abandon it if some of those things, changed.
Yeah, well, and if people start leaving, you mentioned that you're not the only one who's leaving. So if people start leaving, then I think that's useful because it decreases the reliance. Last night when you posted that, my reaction was, what? Actually, it was Neil, your partner on your show, posted that. I was surprised. And
you made a comment like I was dead to him or something like that. Just kidding, mostly, yeah. I think.
But I think it's useful when people are leaving Facebook because it reminds people, hey, how do I talk to Dale outside of Facebook?
This isn't the whole world.
We've become reliant on it.
People will send me emails through Facebook, and people that have my regular email address, I understand if they don't have my regular email address or whatever, and it's easier for them on Facebook, but God, I hate that email interactivity.
Oh, the messaging sucks.
Not just the IM there.
No, but they've combined them now.
I don't know.
Now, maybe your account doesn't have this yet, but mine does, where Facebook has taken its messaging system, where it used to be like email, where there was subjects, and now it's just all one big conversation. So if somebody sends me a message on Facebook, it's not a chat message. If they send it through the little email system on Facebook, it's like a chat. When you go and you click on it,
it's going back and forth. It creates a thread.
Yeah, there are
every single email.
I've seen that, and I find it a little confusing. But the email has the ability to do attachments, and I don't have to go fishing around in my Facebook to find the person. I just don't want to do it.
It bugs me when people Facebook email me when they have my regular email. I try to email people through regular email if I know it. If I have their regular email.
So I think it's valuable to have people leave because it kind of gives people shakes them out of their Facebook world and says, hey.
I kind of want to do that. I admit I have a sort of there's a part of me that really would like to kind of throw a wrench in Facebook, but people I know using it and say, look, don't be quite so hooked on this. I'm not saying go cold turkey like me necessarily, but pull out a little bit,
If you want Dale to know what's going on, you're going to have to give him some sort of heads up via another method. And I wanted to talk about some of those other alternatives to Facebook. And I don't mean MySpace. I haven't been on MySpace.
Something that's just a different Facebook. Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about non-Facebook related alternatives. Now, here in New Hampshire, we've got more than the average because we've got a movement of people who have made a deliberate choice to move together with other like-minded folks and get active for liberty. That's the Free State Project. That's why we're all here. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this. But these are also things that you can emulate in your area or with your social group. Are they as effective for communicating as Facebook? I don't know. I'm not sure, but they're different. And I think it's important to have multiple communications channels, especially in the event that, for whatever reason, Facebook gets shut down. I mean, imagine if the government came in and told Facebook, all right, turn it off. You know they would. So
yeah.
So what would happen then? Well, there's different choices.
Or we've got just hand over everything, which is another thing.
That's possible.
Yeah, that's much more likely.
Yeah, we've got the Porcupine 411 system, which is a phone system. You can go to porcupine411.com. You can actually set your own up in your own area, which allows people to make a phone call, leave a message, and then the internet system behind that distributes that message via email to as many recipients as are signed up. So we've got hundreds of people, I think, that are receiving these Porcupine 411s. It's a great way to get information out if something more of an urgent nature is happening, like if the police have pulled you over or something like that. Obviously, tweeting on Facebook would not be as useful as hitting a button.
I get it faster from, actually the text, like the Keene 411s, I get that's a local text service sends out text messages. I get that much faster than I'll get anything on Facebook.
Absolutely. So, and that was another thing. So you got Porcupine 411, you've got Keene 411, which is like it's kind of like a party line texting service. You text a a text message to a certain phone number, and it uses kind of like public internet options as its backbone. Like, it uses a Google Voice account, which is a free communications account, and it also uses Twitter as well, because Twitter has a way to link into a cell phone or a phone number. And so basically, it kind of you text to this one phone number, and then it, the Twitter account or whatever, I forget exactly how it works, but it just basically blasts that out to a bunch of people who've signed up to receive those texts. And so everybody can kind of just kind of text openly to everyone else. It has its problems, like when people forget to sign their texts.
Yeah.
You don't know who's
sure.
sending it. There's that issue. And there has been a little bit of spam as well, which could be a larger
very
problem
rare,
in the future.
That's rare, but that's really annoying when it happens. And there's I think there's supposed to be a Manch 411 that's going to be like Keen 411.
It's been around.
The text.
Actually, they came out with that before Keen 411. It's just no one uses it.
Oh, I see. Because I was going to say, I think that things like that are really handy, because
absolutely.
One of the things that people say that they like about Facebook is they can post, you know, I'm going to lunch if anyone wants to join me, and then someone could just show up and meet them at lunch. Well, that's exactly what those text messages function as.
Yep.
And they've been functioning really well for that. I'd much rather hear about things that way. And
of course, there are still forums as well. That's another good way for people to organize and to socialize online. Obviously, you don't have, you know, the same kind of, you can post a bunch of pictures aspect of Facebook, but you still have the communicating aspect and the community aspect, where there's a certain group of people that has chosen for a reason to be in the same digital location. So, like, there's the nhfree.com forums, which there's also the Free State Project forums and the Free Keen forums. I believe copblock.org actually just launched a forum. They just redesigned their website, copblock.org. Looks really good, by the way. So that's a good way to, you know, to, again, intentionally get together with people who have a certain, you know, interest or mindset. But one of the problems with the old forum that we had was the calendar option. Just, it wasn't very good. Like, you'd have to make an effort to click on the calendar in order to see what was going on, so you'd have to remember to go and do that. But thankfully, we have Google Calendar now, which actually makes setting calendar stuff up pretty easy. Again, sending invitations isn't possible with any of these methods, so there's still real value to Facebook, and that's why I will use all of these things.
Well, some of the utility of Facebook, that, you know, the ease of use, is also why I think it's spammy.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to, like, just do certain things that are going to clutter other people in certain ways. And that's what makes it also kind of, so it's prone to a certain kind of behavior that is unpleasant.
I think
it's the events. It's when you force interactivity with other people that really stinks. It's when you invite them to events. Now I have to say whether or not I'm going to attend this event. And sometimes the event has nothing to do with me. I know nothing about it.
Plus, there's also the old school method of two-way radio, which we're starting to see kind of get popular in the movement as well. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Moments remain, enough time for your calls, your thoughts about what you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into this talk program, get on more radio stations across the country. Should be having at least a couple new announcements in regards to that, hopefully at some point this week, just waiting to confirm that everything went smoothly over the weekend, basically. So we'll let you know when we know a little bit more about that. But it's the amplifiers that make this possible. It's the amplifiers that help make this happen, and you could be one of them. Maybe you are already, but if you're not, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa and MasterCard right on the site, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more, and we really appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I wanted to call about that bizarre discussion on religion a couple nights ago, but I thought after hearing the Facebook situation, it strikes me, and I'm an older person, so it strikes me as comical that this is now a new area of fear. It's sort of the artificial, the virtual, the non-real. And, you know, I'm just hoping that the young students in middle school and high school that are so obsessed with Facebook and their popularity and their artificial friends, I just wish they would put half of their effort into doing their reading, their history, their mathematics, and sort of, you know, let actual relationships with real people occur as opposed to this artificial construct that I'm sure the late Jean Baudrillard, the French philosopher, would find so amusing and comical. I mean, it really is very interesting that the artificial persona is more real to, you know, the young people than, you know, their day-to-day existence and their flesh-to-flesh friends and, you know, this kind of thing. I find it kind of comical, but also it reminds me of the discussion regarding religion, that, you know, people will fight and die for an abstraction that often places them in positions that are actually against their own self-interest. And I find that sort of, you know, there's sort of a parallel in a sense, that what is not real becomes more important than the reality in our existence.
Yeah, and that's an interesting observation. I take it you don't have a Facebook account then, Frank?
No, actually I don't, because Facebook, you don't own your emails or any of your things. That's all owned by the company Facebook. And we know that the National Security Agency and the CIA own a lot of Facebook. They put up a lot of the money, you know, to get the thing going. It's actually a dossier.
I knew DARPA was OKCupid, but I did not know this information that you're referring to.
Oh, yes. This is actually a fact. There's lots of material. Google it on the Internet. But what's interesting about it is that you're sort of making your own dossier for the government. And a lot of people, you know, say a lot of untrue things on Facebook. But, you know, if people are bragging about things they haven't done, it may come back to bite them. It's very interesting.
Agreed. Well,
and also, speaking of Facebook, I did read, I was invited through an article in the media, I guess it was last year, to join Elizabeth Windsor's Facebook as a friend, and that's actually Queen Elizabeth, and her best friend was Evelyn Rothschild. So then after a month of thinking, should I join, be a friend of Queen Elizabeth's or not, when I went back to the website, there's sort of a security thing that you have to go through whereby you're going to be where you're going to be actually you know, looked at by security people before you
shaking
can join
down
the websites. But I found it very interesting because David Rockefeller and a number of the Habsburgs in Switzerland in Europe were also listed as friends of Queen Elizabeth, but her best friend is Evelyn Rothschild, the great banker. So it says something about Facebook, and I found it comical, actually, that, you know, you have people that, such people have accounts on Facebook. I find really ridiculous and absurd, and, you know, in the real world, we would never be able to be friends or anything, but in the virtual, we can all be friends. And I have a feeling what we should do is have artificial aliases of dead celebrities that we could put on, whereby, you know, so we could be friends of, let's say, you know, Vladimir Lenin or friends of George Washington or...
People do that, yeah.
Yeah, but enough said about that. You get my drift.
I get you, Frank. And I, you know, I think it's interesting the point you make about the artificial persona possibly being more important to people than real life. And I think that's a realistic
concern. And also religion. We have to look at that. I mean, just look at what happened, you know, in Afghanistan when the crazy preacher in Florida burnt the Quran. And at the same time, no, there is no such thing as a book written by God. All of the books have been written by men and women for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to look at it, you have to realize that the media here is giving it a spin that it's because of the Quran burning that these riots are occurring. It's not. It's the people are sick of Karzai and the United States government shooting Afghans and people, and that's what it's about. It's
I was going to say, Frank, is that you'll notice that the place where they went bananas over the preacher burning the Quran was in the country that the United States is occupying.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Frank, for the observations tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number to get your thoughts into the remaining moments here, 800-259-9231. Just to focus back on the idea of the artificial persona becoming more important to people these days than real-life human interactions. I think that's a real concern, and it's kind of an aspect of this that we didn't really touch on tonight, the obsession that a lot of people have with Facebook. As an example of this, I don't remember where I was. It was some activist gathering, you know, in real life. And I was approaching this group of activists that were standing around in a circle where otherwise they would have been chatting with one another. And I made the observation as I approached the circle, you know, we must be in the 21st century. Nearly 50% of the people standing in this circle are on their portable device. So in any other situation without portable devices, this would have been a group of people all talking with one another. But instead, approximately half of them were on their cell phone, you know, just tapping away, doing something, maybe doing a Facebook update, maybe checking emails or whatever.
Firing off a text.
Yeah, and that's, I think, there's a certain line. Because obviously we are in the 21st century and digital is becoming a much greater part of our lives. And I think for the benefit of mankind overall, I think that we've all benefited from the technology and the Internet. And clearly, I mean, the reason why we're here doing this radio program is the Internet. The reason why we're even able to get this show out there in the way that we are is because of the internet. So the ideas of liberty have been propagated much farther because of the internet. But on the other side, on the dark side of things, is the question of whether or not human relationships have suffered in real life as a result of what Frank was terming as the artificial persona. And I think that's a real concern for folks. I think it's something that we should be more aware of as each of us is involving ourselves in these social networks. And, you know, Dale, you mentioned earlier that you love to text. I think it was off the air that you said this, but you love to send text messages. Now, it's convenient to send text messages. I mean, it certainly, you send it when you get a chance. It doesn't require that you have to be on the at the same time as somebody else on the phone. But on the other hand, it sucks away, you know, the human voice from that interaction. It sucks away the intonations and the subtleties.
But it also, you know, and I think these are things we have to adapt to. Like, these are new things, and we are, you know, like netiquette evolved after the internet. You know, there was the behavior that people realize, okay, that was bad, you know, in terms of how you format an email and things like that. And all that stuff evolved over time, and I think it's the same thing with text and stuff like that. And it might take away from the voice component, but it also could be that you'll get a text when someone might not have wanted to go out bother calling.
It's true. I'm not saying to,
reject it. Like, if I have a thought right this moment, I can fire off a text. I might say, well, I'll call him later and I'll talk about several things, and then I'll forget some of those things before I make the call.
Absolutely. There's ups and downs, right? Like, again, we're talking about the dual-edged sword. It's just something to be aware of, to be cognizant of how you're using this technology and whether it has dominated your social interactions. If you're sitting at a party and you're or with a group of people, some sort of social function, and you find yourself on your phone more often than talking with a group of people, maybe you're at the wrong party. Or, you know what I mean? Maybe this isn't the group of people for you.
They say that people are addicted to their smartphones, and, you know, I suppose it's true, but I've seen people paging through magazines at parties, too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's pretty old technology, and still you're not plugged in.
So, again, I think it's really useful for some aspects. Obviously, online dating is a huge thing. It's helped a lot of people with social anxiety issues.
One out of five relationships start online now.
I had a great relationship that started through my email box. So, I would never say no, don't do any of this stuff. Just be careful.
You're only two relationships started through your email box.
Wait, that's not true. That's not true.
Well,
all right, we're out of here. Out of time. Vinny in here with you.
And Dale.
That's enough about me. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.